But first, I took a little interval to immerse myself in Russian culture. Andy Irving took me to the banya. But what, exactly, is one of those?
It's a place to relax and to experience sauna-like conditions in Russia.
So it's a typical Russian leisure time activity, particularly for those cold, chilly evenings by Lake Baikal in Siberia. And in the banyan, men and women go into a very hot room that's been heated by burning logs. And it's basically a sauna where, in order to cool down after 10 minutes of heat, men whip each other with birch leaves. And Andy is entering the sauna with some of the birch leaves.
Ooh, it is hot in here, isn't it?
It is hot.
And I'm joined by three other neuroscientists, and we are actually naked. So we are doing a naked scientist interview. That's nice. And you are?
Mark Cunningham from Newcastle University.
And Jamie Ainge from St Andrews University.
And Andy Irving from Dundee University.
Hello. And so what's going on in my head as I enter the sauna? I mean, obviously there's a lot of dopamine being released in the nucleus accumbens as I'm feeling reward and pleasure at the sight of you all here in the banya. aside from that, is there anything else that's going on?
There's probably a fair amount of activity in your amygdala at the abject fear that's also going on at the same time, but there'll be some processes going on. So we know, for example, that if you increase temperatures in the brain, then you affect some fairly fundamental physiological mechanisms. So things like the oscillations in your brain will vary quite dramatically depending on the temperatures.
So there's nerve endings on my skin, and they're sending lots of electrical signals up to my brain, to a region of the brain that are regulating temperature and sensing the temperature, and that is causing different electrical activity oscillations?
Yeah. Well, thankfully it isn't happening right now, given that the body spends a lot of time basically making sure that our brain stays at a relatively constant temperature. So if we stayed in here for a long time and we have a little timer on the wall to tell us when we need to get out, then we might start to see these sort of fundamental mechanisms changing, as I say, quite dramatically, and that would be fairly bad. So if we could sort of record brain activity at the moment, that might be one way to tell each other when we should be getting out of here. As I say, Mark knows more about this than me.
So at the minute, the temperature in the banya is close to 70 degrees centigrade, which is obviously very far away from what we're used to at room temperature. And so one of the things that our brain will try to do is it will obviously try to kick in with feedback mechanisms to maintain a form of homeostatic balance. And one way that it does this is through thermoregulation. One of the most obvious examples of thermoregulation is the fact that we are now perspiring quite a lot, again, to try and sort of control the core temperature.
I'm glowing, not perspiring, and definitely not sweating.
You are glowing, and I am sweating. I'm a sweating neuroscientist. And, I mean, as Jamie already alluded to, large groups of brain cells within the cortex, within the brain, are capable of generating coherent synchronous activity in the form of brain waves. And those brain waves have been previously demonstrated in an experimental study to be very much temperature sensitive. So if you experimentally, in a controlled environment, change the temperature in which very thin sections of brain are maintained from which you're recording these brain waves, you can see changes in the dynamics of this activity. So ultimately, if you push that temperature too far, you can, in some cases, particularly in children, elicit seizures. And this is very well documented in the case of febrile seizures, where young kids who are still, their brains are still trying to learn in terms of the adaptation processes with regard to thermoregulation. If their temperature rises due to a fever, out of physiological ranges, it can actually elicit a febrile seizure.
So a seizure is like a kind of epileptic fit,
yes,
kind of like on the floor, shaking uncontrollably.
Yes. And so there is good evidence that our brains are very sensitive to temperature. And if we are not able to control that, then pathological or dysfunctional activity can arise.
And Andy, I believe you have rustling there in your hands. One way that we could make sure that we don't increase the temperature too much, so to help us cool down, what's this?
Well, what I'm holding are birch leaves. So these are traditional Russian method and approach to actually shake and administer little droplets of water so that you can cool down while you're in the banya. And also these are gently used to to promote blood flow to the skin while you're in the banya, which is an important aspect of the entire process. And I think the increased blood flow is actually very good for the brain, because because by increasing the oxygen supply, particularly to the prefrontal cortex, that will allow us to experience the entire banya in a much greater and more memorable fashion. If we continue to...
It's really cooling and incredibly pleasant. I'm getting nice rushes of air to my face as you're whipping me. I don't know what to say, I'm speechless actually.
That was all in the name of getting in touch with the local tradition and demonstrating how our body and brains regulate temperature. Also, I was told,